states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 constitutional convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is the reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Whew, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Yep, the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling into the second hour on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I forgot what was coming up next, so let me tell you about what we're going to do in this hour. If you live in Florida, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Colorado, or Texas, you can already be their client, although now they've got a new possible area to go to, and we're going to talk about that. Joining me again from Texas and U.S. Law Shield are Michelle Byington and Edwin Walker. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Bill.
So, have you guys started putting out the feelers in Washington, D.C.?
Well, of course we're always looking to get in every state, but it looks like we've got a new ruling that may look like we'll be getting there sooner than we thought.
That was really a long time coming. I mean, they have resisted for a long time, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Washington, D.C. has just been one of those areas where I just don't know how people protect themselves. I just don't get it.
And you can get in all kinds of trouble for some of the most innocuous junk. They just convicted some guy of having two Civil War-era projectiles in his house.
What? How did they find them?
Disgruntled ex-wife said he had guns in the house.
Edwin lives in fear of that every day.
Yeah, I tell you what, those disgruntled ex-wives and girlfriends and things, they are troublemakers because they will, yeah, they have vendettas. Nothing is off limits to them. If you get crossways with one of them, they will, like I said, they have no qualms about ruining people's lives. It's almost as if they didn't have a soul.
Somehow or other, I'm not even going there, you know. I'm not even going to take that up. Let's talk real quick about Pennsylvania. Now, you guys operate in Pennsylvania. Do the gun-free zones, gun-prohibited signs, do they carry the force of law in Pennsylvania?
Certainly you can always be... It's a violation of the penal law, and then it's also a violation of criminal trespass if you take your gun into a private property area where you're not allowed to. So this
doctor who ignored it and potentially stopped a spree killer before the spree part of it began, the police are calling him a hero. The hospital has indicated they have no intention of firing him, can't wait to get him back in. What's the purpose of having that in place?
Well, this situation actually is an illustration, and it's very, very tragic that this one caseworker lady lost her life. But this situation is the perfect it's kind of the perfect response to all of the anti-gun arguments. I mean, we have every issue at play here. We had a crazy person who, by all standards, should have been prohibited from obtaining a firearm, and so his possession of that was illegal. He had mental issues. He had a criminal record. He had been previously convicted for firearms offenses. So under all of the gun control advocates' gun laws, he still was able to obtain a gun. He carried it into a gun-free school or gun-free zone, which, according to all the liberal gun laws, you should not have been allowed to do. And then he used it to kill an unfortunate unarmed lady, but then was met with equal force and was permanently disabled by somebody who attacked, who had a firearm, who was able to defend not only himself but others. And in fact, he had apparently had about 50 rounds on him. I saw where both the chief of police and the district attorney for that county came out and said that that basically the old adage, the only thing that can stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. This good guy, it is now acknowledged, saved the lives of countless other unarmed people in the hospital. And so this illustration, you know, this ought to be first and foremost on the front pages of every, you know, anti-gun control individual's argument, is that this is the perfect argument that has now blown apart every single one of the gun control advocates' arguments.
Let me ask you a question. Is it just a matter of time where one of these tragedies occurs in a gun-free zone where nobody ignores, where nobody ignores the gun-free zone sign, everybody is a good little lemming and goes in and leaves whatever weapons they may normally carry in the car or whatever, where we have one of these spree shooting incidents in a place like that and they just don't get just cleaned out in court over disarming people? Is that just in the works? Has it ever happened before? I mean,
well, it's never happened. And keep in mind, there are places where the law requires it to be a gun-free zone, and
right.
So if the law has required it, there's no remedy there. So you know, schools, government buildings, courthouses, airports, federal facilities. You know, if the law requires it to be gun-free, then there's nothing you can do. The interesting point is going to be whether or not one of these private companies that has now taken it upon themselves to make themselves a quote-unquote gun-free zone can suffer liability. The robberies, the jack-in-the-boxes that have happened,
right,
the assaults at Target that have happened. I have always been of the position that it seems like a very good, in which I'm not a personal injury lawyer, but it seems like a pretty good personal injury case to say, if you're inviting me into your premises, however, you are putting restrictions on me that effectively do not allow me to act in my own self-defense, that you have now assumed that duty. And by the fact that I was attacked means that you have breached that duty and therefore were negligent.
Well, I mean, in the case of Target, even their loss prevention is unarmed. In right here in Greenville, recently, we had a shoplifter they caught on camera, and they went to confront him. Dude produced a gun. Nothing to be done about that. And, I, you know, those kind of conditions, my first thought is to deny them my money. But what about all these people that are getting, like the woman at the Target in Atlanta that got beat up in the parking lot? I mean, she got beat viciously.
Mm-hmm.
Should she be going after Target?
It's up to regular citizens, number one, to go take your money elsewhere. I mean, if I see a 30-06 sign, very rarely do I around here in these parts, but I'll go somewhere else. But I think the woman who was beat to a bloody pulp there in Georgia, I mean, she may have a claim, absolutely, because she's, you know, left defenseless against God knows what.
In which, Bill, for your listeners outside the state of Texas, a 30-06 sign is a state-required criminal trespass notice for concealed handgun holders. For businesses here in Texas, it's not enough just to have a no-gun sign or a gun buster sign or any other type of sign saying they don't allow guns. To actually prohibit concealed carry holders from bringing into your premises, you have to meet this statutory defined signage on your business, which is very cumbersome. I think the legislature probably did it on purpose.
They got to really want to prohibit a gun, don't they?
That's correct.
Hang on for me. We're gonna explore a little something about these gun-free zones and everything when we get back. My guests this hour from Texas/U.S. Law Shield are Edwin and Michelle. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
More pounding from the blunt object.
All right. Welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load from Texas U.S. Law Shield. I'm joined again by Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington. Guys, with these gun-free zone signs, does this impact their, somebody brought this up in the chat room, does this help their insurance coverage? And does it, and if they have that, and then an incident does happen there, does it impact their insurance coverage?
Well, that's a good question. I don't really know the answer to that. That's not really widely circulated.
Right. I know with schools, with some of the schools that have insurance, that when they've talked about Army teachers, that there's been a question, they've been questioned very severely by their insurers. So I was just wondering about that. Isn't it normally the case where most businesses don't post a sign one way or the other?
Yeah, most businesses just say we just follow the law, which, you know, is actually the correct answer. Everybody
yeah.
should follow the law, and so that's the way. And that's the way. You know, even though these businesses have made these pronouncements that we don't want people bringing guns to our establishment, I have yet to see a, you know, Texas 30 off 6 sign, the sign we were talking about previously, the no trespassing for CHL holders. I have yet to see one of these signs at Target, Chipotle, Chili's, Jack in the Box. And so they may make these corporate pronouncements, like, which basically I think they're just saying, look, hey, you know, mothers demand action, get off our back.
Right.
You know,
right.
Okay, we'll pay lip service to the fact that we don't want guns, but they've taken no direct action. I mean, as far as I know, nobody's been prosecuted for trespassing with a gun at one of these places. I haven't seen any 30-06 signs, Texas 30-06 signs at any of these places. So, you know, this may be, you know, I think that they were just choosing the path of least resistance.
Well, I know that in the case, like with in San Antonio, for example, after, I believe it was after this pronouncement came out from Target, that Target people in San Antonio kicked the mother's demand out, the moms out, didn't let them protest in front of their store, and a Chipotle, I think, in Oklahoma did the same thing with them when some of the diners there were open carrying in compliance with the Oklahoma law, and the moms were there snapping camera phone shots of them sitting there with their guns enjoying their taco or whatever they serve at Chipotle. I've never been, so I don't know. So, they essentially did nothing. I know that the spokesperson for Target has come out publicly and said, we didn't ban guns since this spate of crimes has started. I guess they're just wanting to be left alone and, you know, we're just following the law. Leave us alone. Stop shining the light on us.
Correct. And which, for business purposes, that's, you know, you can't really fault them for that. They didn't ask to be thrust in the middle of this open carry debate. They're just people who are just trying to make a living. And they're like, look, if, you know, the gun people, they're bringing their guns, big deal, nobody was getting shot. And, you know, the moms realize that the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And so they try to give them enough to just placate them. And if you read the statement, you know, the statement from Target, whenever it first came out, people were asking us what we thought about it. If you read the statement was just basically a request to leave the guns at home. It didn't appear to be a no trespassing warning. It did not appear to be an anti-gun statement. It was just saying, look, you know, we've had complaints. If you could, just leave your guns at home. Please come shop at us. Shop with us. But, you know, it seemed to be wink, wink, nudge, nudge. If you want to bring your guns, nothing's going to happen to you anyway.
Well, the other thing that catches my eye, and I talked about this before you guys came on, in Tennessee, a restaurant put up a sign saying guns welcome. And their business has exploded, and a bunch of businesses in Tennessee in that same town, Maryville, are ordering the same sign because they want to, you know, gun carriers are very passionate people, and if they see somebody that's welcoming to them versus somebody that isn't, they're going to go that way. Wouldn't it be, you know, with businesses like Chipotle and, you know, Staples kicked the Moms Demand Action out of their corporate headquarters, never did anything, never put out a statement or anything, and nothing bad ever happened to them. Why don't companies like, and this is purely your opinion, like Target, like Starbucks, like Chipotle, look at what Staples did and say, well, they're fairly big too, and nothing happened to them, so why don't we just go tell them to pound sand and at the same time not ostracize a group of people that we don't even know who they are?
Well, this is, if you look at it, it's universal. It's a cultural thing. This phenomenon is happening not just in the Second Amendment arena, but look at all the First Amendment issues. Whenever comedians or people on the news say things that people find quote unquote offensive, and they immediately get fired, and it's because of the sponsors, and the sponsors are worried about losing business. But, you know, it would be interesting to see if somebody just stood up, and if one of the, you know, if ABC or ESPN or whatever stood up and said, no, you know, we're not going to fire this guy, and, you know, see whether or not any of these boycott threats actually work, because I don't think they would.
No.
And so that's the same thing here with the Second Amendment things. I don't think Moms Demand Action's threat of Target had anything to do with Target's position. I think Target was just like, how quickly can we get these women to shut up and leave us alone?
You think any of them are ex-wives or disgruntled girlfriends?
I'm sure all of them are.
At the end of the day, none of these companies want to be in the press and be put in a bad light. And they don't want these anti-gun folks to start making them out like crazy, you know, these crazy corporate gun owners. I think everybody just wanted to conduct business, move along, and do it with the, you know, least passive resistance on this. I mean, nobody wants to be put in a bad light with the media, and God knows people take things and spin it and make you look crazy, and I think that that's what they were trying to avoid.
But, and you know, it's just me thinking out loud. Couldn't they just have simply said, hey, you know what, Moms Demand Action, we just trust our customers, all right? We trust you.
Yeah,
and we trust them.
Absolutely.
And nothing bad has happened from all these pictures that you guys found out there where somebody was buying a tube of toothpaste and had an AR-15 slung. So nothing bad happened in that incident or any other incident that we have knowledge about. Actually, isn't historically speaking, how many robbers actually rob a place walking in with the guns displayed?
Not often. They like to have...
They like concealed.
That's right. They either like to have the element of surprise... Or whenever they take a place by storm, that's usually just in the movies.
Right.
Whenever they rush into a bank, like in Point Blank.
Wearing the ex-president's masks.
Yeah.
That's a dead giveaway, isn't it?
That would be a dead giveaway.
I think so, too. When we come back, I want to talk to you guys about this incident that happened in Long Beach with the 80-year-old man. You guys are familiar with that one?
Yes.
Okay. I want to talk about that when we get back. Texas/U.S. Law Shield. It's a very simple thing. Promo code BILLRADIO1. Lowercase BILLRADIO, number one, gets you 14 months for the price of 12. You're not going to get any better legal defense for that at any price than you will with that one. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas. Showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I cannot take this.
All right, welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Joining me again from Texas/U.S. Law Shield are Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington. Guys, there is no doubt that when somebody is attacked, that there's a whole host of things that happen to them, both mentally and physiologically, while that's happening. They have an adrenaline dump. They may get very angry and everything else. And in some cases, they might break the law if a gun is employed. Would you, at that point, would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Now, one of the things I'm comparing this to, I think this happened in Florida. There was a guy who had shot a police officer, but they had lost track of him during the night. Then they caught wind of where he was, and he had somebody in the car with him that was not a criminal, and three or four jurisdictions responded and fired. They got the car wedged between a telephone pole and something else where it could not move. And then every police officer was there. They were shooting so much at this car that the supervisors on site could not control them. Is that about the same sort of phenomena, in your opinion?
I don't understand. Like, what do you mean?
Where the emotion gets jacked up, and reason is lost, and things like, well, we've got them cornered and they can't get away, and really what we're supposed to do is just arrest them, and instead they pull the weapon and go to town.
Well, what people forget is that police officers are human beings.
Right.
Yes, they probably go to the range more than I do. Yes, they probably have a little bit more dangerous job than I do. However, at the end of the day, they're still human, and they have the same emotions, they have the same adrenaline, they have the same chemical reactions that you and I do. So, I have to take this call.
Well, Bill, the phenomenon of just, you know, laying down a whole field of fire indiscriminately, that's just a human reaction. I mean, that's why they had to, in Vietnam, they had to modify the M16 to be a three-round burst instead of just continuous, just to hold the trigger down and it continues to fire. You think whenever you have a weapon, you're in a self-defense mode, you're going to fire as many times as it takes to quell that feeling. I saw the video of the Florida case that you were referring to, and it was something else. I mean, that's what I could imagine the shootout with Bonnie and Clyde looked like on the roads outside of Natchitoches, Louisiana. But I know that you were probably ramping up to get to the discussing the about the 80-year-old man in California.
Yes, sir, I was. Yes, sir, I was. 80-year-old guy returns home in the middle of a burglary. Male and female are the burglars. They beat him up, although he wasn't done, and he retrieved his firearm, and they took off, and he laid chase to them and shot the woman. And she told him that she was pregnant. Please don't shoot me. I'm going to have a baby. Supposedly, he said, and I believe this is actually a quote from media, she was dead. I shot her twice. She best be dead. The man had run off and left her. This guy, I've read everything about this case, and there's a lot of questions as to whether there is actually going to be a case they're going to take up on this. But if he actually chased her and fired at her after he was in California. If he chased her out of the house and she was trying to get away, was that, in my mind, it was murder. Now, it is definitely an occupational hazard. If you're going to break into houses, you might get perforated, but, you know.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. Well, the thing is that it's sort of a fine line between self-defense and revenge. And under the laws of most states, once you no longer have a fear that a crime is further being perpetrated against you, you lose your right of self-defense. Now, here in Texas, if this would have happened, he actually would have been justified, because if he reasonably believed that they were escaping with property from the burglary,
right,
then you are allowed to use deadly force. That's what makes Texas great.
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is they jacked this guy up. He's got a messed up shoulder, and he's got a collarbone injury. He's 80 years old, and they beat him to the best of their ability. Had they gotten away, they probably would have mulled over doing that again.
Oh, yeah, and that's always the threat. That's sort of one of these hypotheticals. Whenever whenever somebody is running away after an assault or so, you pulled out your gun, you dissuaded the assault, he's running away, but is he really running away to escape, or is he running away to mount a counterattack at some point? Is he running away just far enough to escape your grasp where he then can retrieve a weapon? And these are all facts that somebody who has used deadly force in this type of situation, where they must be aware of, and they must tell the police that, look, I didn't think he was running away. I thought he was running to grab a weapon. I thought he was running to, I thought he was turning around, that he had a firearm of his own. I thought that he was coming back after me. You know, these are all facts that go into deciding whether or not you were reasonable in using deadly force.
I guess the forensics better match your version of the story too, right?
Well, that is correct, because you don't want to, that's the thing about it, is that's why That's why generally it's always best to hold your statement until you have an idea of what the physical evidence is going to say. You know, police departments now have directed their officers who are involved in shootings not to make statements for 48 to 72 hours.
Even to investigators from their police department.
Correct.
That's got to be an awkward day.
Yeah, but you know, that's the thing about it is if they're going to have that kind of courtesy with their own police officers, then they absolutely should have that kind of courtesy with regular citizens.
Have you guys ever had to? And we're coming to the next break, but I can hold off on asking that question. At the end of the day, do you think, now there's a lot of questions in everybody's mind about this, because it was dark, and they don't know where he shot this female that went down in the alley. He might have shot her before she got out of the house. So do you think they're actually going to consider bringing a case against him? I've heard a lot of indicators that they may not be able to do anything.
I think it all falls down on where he shot. Where was she? Where was he? I think that will be the determining factor of whether they bring charges or not. I mean, if she's in the house, in my opinion, it's done. It's over. I mean, nothing should happen to this man. But it is California, and if she was in an alley and say he was chasing her down the alley, he may have a harder time not having charges brought against him.
Well, one of the things that they're considering is weapon use. He used a .22 caliber revolver, and they're saying he was using an underpowered gun, which, me personally, I don't care what you're pointing at me. Something on my body is going to be puckering hard if you're pointing something at me. I don't care what caliber it is. But then again, like I said, it was all they saw was gun. They saw outline of gun. Is that actually a consideration to take when charging somebody? He was using a very underpowered weapon. He really didn't mean to do nothing to him, you know, whatever.
Well, I guess it's an argument, but we always get posed with the opposite hypothetical. Is it going to be used against me if I use a high-powered gun,
right,
or I use a gun that is more than sufficient to protect me? And like I said, anytime there's a shooting involved, the DA can choose to use or not use any kind of factor. It's going to be the lawyer's job, basically, to say how that's irrelevant. that basically the only thing that's focused on is exactly as you say, a gun is a gun is a gun. We don't look at what type of gun is used. We look at the circumstances that caused the gun to be used in the first place.
Very good. Texas/U.S. Law Shield is operating right now in Florida, in Pennsylvania, in Oklahoma, in Colorado, and in Texas. Trying to get in every state in the union, and now they're having to regroup because Washington, D.C. just became, right now, constitutional carry. So this whole new set of criteria, they get to meet for that one. But if you live in those states, $10.95, that's what it costs per month for you to carry a gun and prepare for self-defense with peace of mind, because you know that in the event you have to do that, you've got some pros in your corner from the outset ready to go in the fight with you. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI, the surgery firearms at the highest level.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin, Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Bill Frady, bald and dangerous.
All right. As we get ready to roll into the third hour on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. But right now we're still in the second with Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington from Texas / U.S. Law Shield. How important is this Docs versus Glocks case in Florida, guys? I know you operate there. And what it basically boils down to, if you haven't heard about this, if you go to the doctor because you broke your hand, while he's sitting there looking at your hand, he's asking you a bunch of questions. Do you own guns? Is that about basically the way that worked out?
That's pretty much it. And Florida says that doctors can't ask those questions. Yeah, and it's real weird. The ACLU, which really has lost their way, I mean, they originally were a free speech organization, which, you know, we can all get behind free speech issues, but then they morphed into this hard leftist lobby, and basically they have to pick and choose, and they will always choose the side of their leftism in a debate where you could see that the privacy issue should be paramount. And one would think that the ACLU would be interested in maintaining people's rights to privacy, but instead in this, no, they say that it interferes with the physician's free speech right to ask these types of questions to their customer, to their patient.
Was that, knowing things like that, is that actually conducive to providing health care? I mean, if I'm there and I'm upset about my arthritis flaring up all the time, how would any question other than what medication are you on right now? How long has this been hurting you? What else have we done for this? If he needs those kind of reminders, anything other than that, you know, if I mean, is this? I'm presuming this is a good thing. The Dox versus Glox case.
Because it does. I think it impacts. I mean, one of the things that we have been, one of the things that has really come to the forefront in recent decades is medical privacy. You know, with HIPAA and everything else. Now, obviously, there are going to be some bad things that happen with medical privacy. For example, you know, we have all these crazies that now have access to guns. And, of course, it has kind of put, again, these people who hold these particular philosophies in quite a difficult position because they like to protect the privacy rights of crazy people, but then, of course, they do not want crazy people to have guns. And so, number one, who determines who's crazy enough to not have a gun? And number two, if you can say that you can delve into the private medical records of crazy people, then why can't you delve into the private medical records of other people who are not crazy?
Right.
For whatever type of medical situation that you want to that you want other people to be aware of.
I guess the only time I could think that a question like that would be germane to the conversation is if I show up and I say to him, you know, I just shut my hand for the third time while I was cleaning my guns.
No, don't you know firearm ownership and possession is a direct link to arthritis?
I did not know that.
Oh, no.
I did not know that.
But no, I mean, there's firearm ownership. It's just, I wouldn't answer those questions, and I advocate that no one else answer. It's nobody's business.
But then comes the next question, because, first of all, my doctor knows I own guns. So I don't care if he asks me any of the questions about that at this particular point. But if you're being asked, like if they say, okay, just a short questionnaire so we can assess your overall health. Do you own guns? Do you watch Real Sex on HBO? Do you drive faster than speed? You know, when they're asking all these questions, if I look at them and say, you know what, doc, that's none of your doggone business, and they say, well, I can't treat you, then what?
Go somewhere else.
Go somewhere else. Okay, that's as good an answer as any.
I mean, I would want my copay to go to somebody that was not asking me those sorts of questions.
Well, I mean, to me, that kind of question is the same. If I'm going, I have a Starbucks addiction, guys. I mean, if we ever meet, you'll find that out, and you may want to intervene. But
really? You've never been to a Chipotle, but you're a Starbucks fiend?
Yes, but I was a Starbucks fiend before they became a gun, anti-gun thing. You know, that's all beside the point.
Yeah, but they've always been an overcharge you for coffee entity.
I know, and it is, for me, my heroin. I just can't help myself. But when I'm driving up and I'm saying that I want coffee and put two Splenda in it, that's if they were doing it the way the doctors were doing, they'd be asking me, do you have high blood pressure?
Yeah.
How do you react to the aspartame and the Splenda? It's none of your business. Take my money. Give me my latte. Shut up.
Exactly.
And, you know, some of these professions, I've noticed this, all of a sudden they're wanting to stick their nose up under my privacy tent and get involved in things that are none of their business. It has nothing to do with what I'm getting involved in.
It all goes back to the government, Bill, is that whenever people start collecting these bits of data on people, it's just a way for the government to eventually collect it. I mean, one of the biggest information collecting bodies in America are the banks. And the bank, you used to have the most private relationship with your bank. The only person who knew how much money you had in the bank were you and your banker. And that was it.
That was it.
And then the federal government turned the banks into their, you know, into their snitches, into their lackeys. And they started requiring banks to turn over this information. And so if the doctors collect this sort of information for, you know, medical, quote-unquote medical purposes, it's not that far removed for the federal government then can turn around and say, if you take Medicaid money, if you take Medicare money, if you take any kind, if you have any attachments to the federal government whatsoever, you are now required to do X, Y, and Z. And one of those may be turn over a list of your patients that say that they own firearms.
You had mentioned the ACLU. Their director, Howard Simon, in a release stated, "We are astounded that a court would allow the legislature to override the free speech rights of doctors and medical personnel." Now, confirm for me, if you will, guys. Free speech for a doctor would be, you know, I think gun ownership is stupid. But that does not cover, I'm your doctor, and I'm the one supplying, you know, with Obamacare, they've got access to all my records. Do you own guns? How many? Where are they? How many bullets? That's not free speech to me. Especially knowing what we know about Obamacare. This is information gathering. So, you know, I'm just watching them spin this and just enjoying it.
the ACLU lost their way years ago. Back, I don't want to date myself, but I've been reading Reason Magazine for many decades now. And back about 20 years ago or so, there was a great article in Reason Magazine called The First Shall Be Last. And it was all about the shift of the ACLU from being a solely First Amendment organization to just becoming a left-wing political body.
Right. Oh, well. I guess it does take all kinds. Although the ACLU, you know, they're also the ones leading the charge against the militarization of police departments. They're almost like a chameleon with some of the positions they take up on some of the things they address. So I'm sure it's very confusing to work there. It's got to be.
They have to circulate position papers every morning.
Just so everybody knows what they're thinking.
Exactly.
Here's your opinion for the day, ACLU worker. Please commit it to memory.
Yes.
Guys, thanks very much for joining me today. Texas U.S. Law Shield.
As soon as
they get to South Carolina, they are going to be, they'll know. They know exactly what to expect. The first day they open the doors here, I'll be joining them. I'll do without two lattes a month to pay them.
It's more like one and a half.
What size do you buy?
I don't go to Starbucks.
Okay.
Yes, she does. Don't let her fool you, Bill. She buys those overpriced little breakfast things.
Does she have a scared boyfriend out there, too? Ex-boyfriend, Edwin?
She can't keep one.
Okay. All right. Good enough, guys. Thanks very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Let's roll into the next hour, shall we? I got to start writing down little post-it notes about what's coming up next. We will cover it, though, when we get back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.